Like a lot of preventive health ideas, we have beaten the importance of bike helmets onto everyone's head. Overall, this is probably a good thing. I was lucky in my previous job to be able to walk or ride my bike to work. On the few occasions I failed to wear a helmet, I was castigated by my children, my wife, and even passersby on the street. When you're a doctor, there's higher pressure to practice what you preach. Hey, nobody ever said role modeling is easy. Like seatbelts before them, helmets have become so routine that riding a bike without one makes me feel naked. But what is the cost? We can calculate real and theoretical costs of head injuries due to bike accidents. There are sobering stats. 91% of those killed while biking in 2009 were not wearing helmets, so the danger is real. But what about people choosing not to ride a bike because of mandatory helmet laws? A recent New York Times article compares cities that have bike-sharing programs where people pay very little or nothing to borrow city-maintained bicycles and use them as a healthy, non-polluting transportation source. Author Elizabeth Rosenthal, anticipating New York City's inauguration of a bike-sharing program, compared cities that required helmets with those that didn't. Perhaps unsurprisingly, cities requiring helmets had much less uptake of bikes than cities that don't. Example: Melbourne, climate, temperate, helmets, required, uptake, 150 rides per day. Dublin, climate, rainy, helmets, not required, uptake, 5,000 rides per day. Editor's conclusion: happiness, Dublin. An expert that Rosenthal interviewed summed up the thinking this way, with some U.S. counterpoint. Quote, pushing helmets really kills cycling, and bike sharing in particular, because it promotes a sense of danger that just isn't justified. In fact, cycling has many health benefits, unquote, says Pieta Zhang, a professor in the Department of Applied Finance and Actuarial Studies at Macquarie University in Sydney. He studied the issue with mathematical modeling and concludes that the benefits may outweigh the risks by 20 to 1. He adds, quote, statistically, if we wear helmets for cycling, maybe we should wear helmets when we climb ladders or get into a bath, because there are lots more injuries during those activities, end quote. The European Cyclists Federation says that bicyclists in its domain have the same risk of serious injury as pedestrians per mile traveled. Yet the United States National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommends that, quote, all cyclists wear helmets no matter where they ride, end quote, said an agency official. There's an ironic but happy ending twist to this story. 3 days after the article ran, former Boston Red Sox manager Bobby Valentine was riding his bike in New York Central Park. He made the unwise choice of reading a text while biking, then flipped over his handlebars, injuring his knees and hips. Said Valentine, per an LA Times story, quote, I shouldn't have been reading a text while I was riding. That's the wrong thing to do. But at least I was wearing my helmet, end quote. 2 days after that, Red Sox management fired Valentine for leading the team to their worst record in 47 years. Unclear if helmets were involved.